Me llamo Felipe, soy de Campeche, y esto es Spanish Tipti.
If you ask anybody who's been through Central America about the food, you're bound to quickly hear about rice, beans, and tortillas. While there are some differences for sure, the common denominator in Central America and Mexico is rice, beans, and tortillas served with some protein, chicken, beef, pork, or fish. But as is often the case, Mexico is different. Mexico has tons of rice, beans, and tortillas, but Mexico is different than every other country in Latin America in a big way. Antojitos. Technically, antojitos means little cravings. You might also see it translated as street food or fast food, but to me, none of those definitions do the word justice. Antojitos are just antojitos. Antojitos is the word used in Mexico to describe all the quick little foods like a taco or quesadilla or burrito. You're probably familiar with those words already, but in Mexico, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of different antojitos, and you can find them everywhere, especially in the markets and outside the markets, but also in the streets and in lots of restaurants too. The purpose of this video is simple. I went to make the latest Spanish quickie for you, a really awesome one, but it was running way too long. For the next Spanish quickie, I recorded myself eating dinner the other night here in Mexico. I edited out the boring parts, me chewing, and broke down all the talking parts into pieces. Then I analyze everything for you. He said this, I said this, then he said this, because, that kind of thing. Like the Lola video? Have you seen that one? The link is in the description or below this video. But names of foods are hard. Even if you speak perfect Spanish, you don't know what a panucho is unless you know what a panucho is. So in this Spanish tidbit, and the next one too, I'm gonna cover all the specific foods mentioned in this week's Spanish quickie. That way you, and I, can focus on the important stuff, the actual dialogue, what was said and why. Okay, let's get started. Almost every antojito has one thing in common, masa. Masa is what's used to make a tortilla. The tortillas around here tend to be made from corn. In the United States, our tortillas are usually made from flour, wheat flour. In Mexico, they have flour tortillas too, but they're not nearly as common as corn tortillas. Corn is like a religion here. For the record, corn is maíz and flour is harina, or harina de trigo, which is wheat flour. Okay, tortillas are made from masa. This is what masa looks like. That's a mixture of corn, something called cal, which is a white powder, and water. This is like the dough used to make tortillas and a bunch of other stuff, but there are many different types of tortillas in Mexico, and no two tortillas are alike. In fact, often, as you'll see in just a minute, the only difference between two antojitos is the tortilla, how it's made and how it's prepared. Let's start with the taco. The taco usually just has a normal tortilla. This is what's called a machine tortilla or tortilla de máquina. This is the most common type of tortilla. You can buy these at the supermarket, but also at every market and lots of other places. You'll actually see them making the tortillas with a big machine. It's like a little factory with a conveyor belt. Masa goes in, nice flat tortillas de máquina come out. A taco is very bendy. You can fold it, you can roll it, you can do anything you want with that tortilla. Sometimes it's heated a little, sometimes it's not, but it's always bendy. The toppings vary from region to region and restaurant to restaurant, and you can usually get whatever you want. It just depends on the place. But the calling card of the taco is usually a normal machine-made tortilla that is very bendy. Next up is the salbute, and we're going from least crispy to crispiest here. The salbute is almost always made with a handmade tortilla, or tortilla de mano. That means that somebody took the masa and formed the tortilla with their hands. A tortilla de mano tends to be thicker than a tortilla de máquina. For the salbute, they fry the tortilla and it comes out looking like this. So the tortilla here is fried and is thicker and crispier than the taco, but still pretty soft or suave. You can still fold that for sure, just like a taco. Because they're fried, salbutes are usually a little greasier than a taco. That brings us to the salbute's sister antojito, the panucho. This one's pretty cool. They take the masa and start to fry it on both sides without letting the inside cook too much. Then at the right moment, they remove the masa or tortilla from the oil and then remove the center from the tortilla. Then they continue frying it until it's crispy or dorado. Crispier than a salbute for sure, but still bendable. Check this out. You can see right away the tortilla is crispier here, but not as easy to see. Notice the tortilla is broken into two thin layers. In that thin crevice is frijoles, or beans, which in this case is a nice black bean paste. One more antojito, then I'll review all four. The tostada. Tostada literally means toasted, and I'd say that's very descriptive here. To make a tostada, they take a tortilla de máquina or a machine-made tortilla, salt it up, and dry it in the sun for a while. So the tortilla starts off kind of stale feeling. Then they fry it until it's nice and crispy, like this. Unlike the taco, salbute, and panucho, the tostada can't be folded. You eat it like a mini pizza. The tostada is one of my favorites. I love that crispy tortilla. Okay, let's recap. The taco, machine tortilla, normal or heated, very bendy. Pretty much any topping you can imagine is possible. Salbute, handmade tortilla, which is thicker than the taco. It's fried, but soft or suave. Panucho, handmade tortilla, fried, somewhat crispy or dorado. Then the tortilla has black bean paste inside. Then finally, the tostada, which literally means toasted, is the crispiest and is the only one you can't bend. It's important you know, this stuff changes from region to region. So the taco and tostada, you can get those all over Mexico. But the salbute and panucho, those are Yucatan specialties. You won't find those outside the Yucatan Peninsula very much. Also, this stuff changes sometimes within a region. I recently went to a nearby city, Campeche, and ordered a panucho, crispy but still bendable with frijoles inside the tortilla. But what came out looked more like a salbute. It had the thicker, softer tortilla, but still had the frijoles of a panucho inside. Crazy. Remember, this Spanish tidbit was made especially to prepare you for the upcoming Spanish quickie, not for general antojito education. That would take hours or even days. All the vocab from this video is listed nicely for you at gringoespanol.com/tidbits/antojitos1. Speaking of days, I'll see you in a couple days with another Spanish tidbit just like this. Then a couple days after that with the full Spanish quickie featuring real video footage from Mexico. And don't forget to check out the Lola video if you haven't seen it. All the links I've mentioned are below or in the description. Until the next tidbit, my name is Jordan and I love Spanish.